Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show, and this week let's remember to allow your dreams to be supported by the angels. Our guest today is Kimberly Meredith. She's author of Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, as well as answering your own natural health, mind, and spirit questions later on in the show. But right now, let's get to our guest. Today we have with us Kimberly Meredith. She's author of Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. Kimberly is a world-renowned medical intuitive medium, speaker, and healer. Welcome, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm glad to speak to you. Let's get right into your book, and it's called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. Can you tell us a little bit about what the fifth dimension is, and how do you awaken to your own consciousness?
Yeah, so awakening to your fifth dimension is experiencing this beautiful dimension where what you feel is this exciting, beautiful evolvement of enhancing your own energy. I experienced it after two near-death experiences, and I work in it daily. It's enhancing your own abilities. There's many dimensions that we can live in. We're all multidimensional people. And we can have this truly when we accept our own birth energy that we come into the world in. And after I had my two near-death experiences, I came into that energy, which I came, I was born a medium and an intuitive. And so that's pretty much being in that fifth dimensional field is being who you really are, and it's magical. And I always say I wish for everyone to feel this excited about being in this fifth dimension, because it's really finding your gifts and enhancing your abilities in this beautiful dimension.
So what makes it a fifth dimension?
Well, I didn't come up with the fifth dimension.
I hope not.
There's many people that have talked about the fifth dimension way before Kimberly Meredith.
No, just to let the people know what the, if they're in a fifth dimension, how would they know it?
We're not in the fifth dimension right now. We are in the third dimension right now, which is worry and fear and grief and,
Well, I thought we were getting past that. I guess some people still are in the third dimension, where it's physical touch and stuff.
Well, no, we're not getting past that. Our world right now is in a state of crisis. Our food's in a third dimensional state, and our world is stuck in a third dimensional state of fear right now. But we are moving into an awakening right now. We're in the age of the Aquarius, and I mean, going into the fifth dimension is where we are moving into, which is exciting.
Mm. Yeah. Well, yeah, because I've been speaking with like a lot of different people lately, and even I have, you know, I work on many dimensions. I'm on, I think, 8 or 9 I'm working on all the time. I'm in those, doing multiple things at multiple times. And I'm finding that even though this is the residual energy now that is leaving so that we can get into this fifth dimensional state.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, so what is the path of life in the fifth dimension?
I can't hear you.
Well, I don't know what to say to you.
I'm sorry, just you're breaking up.
Okay. So what is the path of life in the fifth dimension?
So so going back to the first question, I can lead up to that. So there's many different dimensions, and so when you're going into that fifth dimension, a path of life of the fifth dimension is you're moving into a state of your highest spirit guide. So when the angels are moving you into your own path, you are going into different lifestyle agreements. So you start understanding that you can start learning to live more organic. So a path life is, well, I'm going to use organic water. I'm going to put a filter on my water. I'm going to start drinking more spring water. That's living more in an organic lifestyle, more system dimension organic lifestyle. So when you say that there's the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, 11th, 12th dimensions, yes, there is, but we don't need to go that far right now. My book called The Awakening Fifth Dimension, I was discovered by doing fifth dimensional work, which is healing work in the fifth dimension. A path is we're living, we're speaking, we're loving, and we're doing things all in the fifth dimension, not taking too many steps in other dimensions, but just the fifth dimension is fine right now because we need to learn to live in that dimension at the moment. So living organically, making sure we're drinking good water, eating good vitamins, and when we say all those just little things, that's not something to just say it, because you have to really do it, and it has to be a pathway of learning those tools. So your nutritional meal plans, vegetarian, or are you eating meat, vegan, your immune system, hydration. Many people say, oh, I eat real good, I eat real clean, but as being a medical intuitive healer, I find 80% are not. And it's not that they don't mean to, it's just they may not know that there's a lot of chemicals inside their food and their water, and that's the pathway of the fifth dimension, of learning spiritual practices and understanding that there's exercises and ways to understand that the fifth dimension healing requires strengthening your mind, body, and soul.
So what you're saying is, you know, which, you know, I've been doing since, from the beginning, I've been psychic since I'm 8 years old as well, and I have all 17 different psychic abilities, not just mediumship, and what I'm seeing is that, what you're saying here is that we, to spiritually connect so that we can actually manifest who we are and actually help the planet and help be part of the positive consciousness, what you're saying is that we have to be very mindful of the balance between our mind, our body, and our spirit, and to make sure that they are in the top form all the time. Now, that's what I have to do. I've been no wheat, no dairy, no sugar, no salt, no vinegar, no whatever, no blah, 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 since 1992, and I came out as a psychic in 1987, after 37 years of testing it. And so I have to make sure that I'm spiritually aware. I have to make sure that my mind is in a positive thought vein. And I have to make sure that my body is top performance, because if I don't, then I cannot balance and actually help myself or the planet. And that's what you're saying, is that we're entering this fifth dimension. So it's very important for everyone to understand to balance these three things to be the best that we can be. And we have the tools now that we can do it, right?
Well, there's a lot of information out there to help us. And there's people that are here for us to go over things to help us. And there's just more information than ever for people to, you know, look at labels and get good water filters and understand. My book is out there. You know, there's many books out there that have good information, and sometimes too much information, and people get confused about what to really do, and a lot of misinformation. So it's very important to learn your intuitive skills. And, you know, I'm a medical intuitive, but I'm also a healer. And I'm a psychic, but I'm also a healer. And awakening to the fifth dimension was brought on by me laying hands and healing people. And I've been tested by numerous research institutes. And not because I went after them. They came after me because they witnessed my healing abilities. And my healing abilities are something that, like being a singer or an actor, I've been doing since I was like 3 years old. And it's something that I just was born with. I was born with these healing abilities that I've had, and I was shamed for them at a young age. And I just always been doing healing since I was little. And I had been doing healing at some pretty big organizations, and I had dissolved some, I don't know if you want to go into this right now, but I had just dissolved some energy off some person's body.
Yeah, I understand. And I understand.
With a large tumor. And when I was doing this healing, I told the lady to say, "You're in the fifth dimension." I'm a trans channeler. And so everybody in the room, there was a few hundred people, said, "We're in the fifth dimension." And my guides, I work with many guides, Edgar Casey's one, and she said, "I'm in the fifth dimension." It was about, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 centimeters big or something, and it dissolved. And everybody was like, "Yay, the fifth dimension." So what this started back in like 2017, and in public. And this just kept going on. I would be doing these expos in my office, you know. And it just, the word got out about the fifth dimension. That's with me personally. As far as scientists and other people, like Tesla and everything, the dimensions have been spoken about, I guess, for years, you know.
Yeah.
But for me, on my own, I was laying hands and speaking from the guides, you know, the afterlife, them speaking through me about the fifth dimension through laying on hands and dissolving these energies off people's bodies.
Well, I know that I'm as well a healer, and I have also helped to, I have electromagnetic energy, so what happens is that I can actually reduce tumors or do whatever they need to do if it's supposed to happen. You know, it's not sometimes, you know, the lesson that the person needs to learn from this is has to be tantamount to do it too. And, you know, so, and like you, I've had a lot of different things happen. Like one of the presidents of the United States asked me to be their psychic when they were in office. So we have a lot of similar backgrounds. And so I understand what you're saying and how you help people. And it's really a wonderful, wonderful gift. And so while in your book, you talk about the fifth dimension chakra balancing system. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I feel that everybody should have their chakras balanced because that's, you know, I come from a medical background, and I feel that the chakras being balanced can help keep your body healthy. And it's important to do that. I do that over Zoom, and I do that in person in my office. I love doing Reiki healing. I'm a Reiki master. And, you know, I feel that's just something important to do. Being a Reiki master, I feel, is good. I think Reiki is very healing. The hands-on healing is important to do, and I feel you can do it to yourself. I feel people can do Reiki healing on themselves, or if you want to call it just hands-on healing. I feel like everything is quantum field healing, energy healing, and I feel that the chakras in your body are so important because they connect to how you've been. I feel like inner childhood wounds connect to your chakras. And so a lot of times when I work with clients, they've had everyone's had an inner childhood wound. And a lot of times those chakras are a lot of misplaced energy. So in my book, I go through these particular exercises, and then I do an opening and closing protection seal. And I love doing the 12th dimensional shield around the body. And these, everything in the book is channeled, and I didn't write the book. You know, I can't really take much credit for the book, except for everything I wrote in the book, I wrote from my wheelchair, after I came home from the hospital, which I spent 2 years in my wheelchair, and wrote it, what the guides have written this book. So, they wanted the chakra, balancing system in the book. And so I feel like it's important to always do, these, types of healings in your body. At least once a month is important for self-healing. Many people have issues around their throat.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I believe in the chakras too, and I do believe that each chakra is, well, the chakra is the electrical energy of the body. And unlike what people think, that there are 7 chakras, or some people think there are 11, some think there are 13, yeah, there's actually hundreds of thousands of chakras in your body that are little whirling dervishes that kind of keep moving the energy along the acupressure and meridians. So each major chakra, that in the root chakra and the navel chakra and whatever, all hold specific things. Like the throat is your speaking of self, your self-proclamation, you know, how to speak. And your root chakra, which is right, holds all those tiny, terrible, holding you back, childhood experiences, any kind of, base experiences and things like that. So each chakra, as you clean that out, and you can use prayer, you can use crystals, you can use colors, you can use sound, you can use vowels. There's lots and lots and lots of ways to do it. And I'm glad that you have your way in there, that you prepare them for an opening and then you let them do their healing and then you close it off, because most people forget to close it off. It's like when people are using white light to help heal themselves, they may pull out the problem, you know, the problem area. For example, because I'm electromagnetic, I use my hands a lot. And so if there's pain in someone, you can, anybody can do this. You know, you can put your hand over your, over the pain, and you can feel, is it hot pain or is it cold pain? If it's hot pain, you can imagine cold energy coming from the palm of your hand into that area. If it's cold, then you imagine heat coming from the palm of your hand into that area. A lot of times what will happen is I will pull out the pain. But when you do that, you have to add white light in. And there's a lot of reasons for that, I think, because what happens is that your body has been in this state for a long, long time. And sometimes when you're very healed, I remember one time there was a woman that came to me. She was in a car accident and she couldn't walk. And I was doing a healing circle. So we had about 20, 25 people at my house, and she couldn't walk for about, I think, 10 or 14 years. And she came in and I found the nerve that was broken in her. And so I kind of did it, and she got up, and she I told her, get up and start walking, and she did. And then I just said to her, okay, now sit down. And I kind of took away a little bit of it, and I said, I'm not going to let you walk out of here because you're not ready physically. I said, so, you know, work with your physical therapist, get your muscles and your legs there, and you know you can walk now, so, you know, build yourself up. So, you know, because if you're not ready for the healing, and you know, and you just heal someone, sometimes they'll call it back in if you don't seal them off. Now with you, I'm sure you, I know that you seal everything off because you're a great healer. So, but a lot of times if your people are healing themselves or trying to heal themselves, unless you fill that area in with white light or some kind of thing, it may come back. Don't you think?
Well, I feel like I feel like when I'm doing it, I like to call the spirit guides in to, I have my hand and I go over and bring the energy in, to do the healing into the area that my guides are telling me that need the healing into the root chakra or the crown throat chakra, and then the sacral chakra. And then at the end, I like to put the closing over it so that the good energy stays in there.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
great.
To seal it, yeah.
Right, that's really, really good. Anyway, yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about more where people can find out more about you and your book?
Oh, thank you so much. My book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and you can also... my website is thehealingtrilogy.com, thehealingtrilogy.com, and you can pick up the book on Amazon. So, that's where I'm at, thehealingtrilogy.com.
Great. You have been a wonderful guest. I want to say thank you so much. And everyone, really, visit her website. She's so wonderful. Thank you so much, Kimberly Meredith.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
With so many wonderful authors appearing as guests on HealthyLife.net, you can easily support their work by browsing the Barnes & Noble link on our advertiser page. Browse for books or even an ebook, DVDs, movies, music, games, gift cards, and more. Find the Barnes & Noble link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit LindaMcKenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Before we do anything else, I just want to say that there's a lot of different kinds of healing modalities and healing way and people, healers that use different kinds of methods. I mean, as from the beginning of time, I mean, different Indian tribes use different kinds of methods and different kinds of ways to do it, and all through life. And not one way is the right way. The way that is right for you is the right way. Kimberly uses guides. I go direct connect to God, so I don't use guides where we get second information. Doesn't mean it's bad or good. It just means what is right for you is right for you. Anyway, I wanted to get to Herb of the Week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. We're going to talk about raspberry. Mm-hmm, that's right. Raspberry kind of is a healing herb. The raspberry plant was a favorite household remedy, and raspberry vinegars were used for sore throats and coughs. The leaves were used in infusions for diarrhea. They were used as poultices for hemorrhoids, and raspberry syrup was used to prevent the buildup of tartar on teeth. It's very easier on the stomach than strawberries, and today raspberry leaf tea is still taken to prepare for childbirth, but it's also a very good female tonic for any part of the female. So taking during pregnancy, the leaves, and childbirth, the leaves are kind of effective uterine stimulant. They're also astringent, so they're useful for diarrhea, wounds, and sore throats, and mouth ulcers. And the leaves have been included in rheumatic remedies as a cleansing diuretic, and in France, they are regarded as a tonic for the prostate gland. So those men can have some of that raspberry too. Now, the berries, they're traditionally taken for indigestion and rheumatism, and the berries are very rich in vitamins and minerals and highly nutritious. The juice has been used in folk medicine as a cooling remedy for fevers and childhood illnesses and cystitis. Now, caution, they avoid high doses of the leaves during early pregnancy because they can stimulate the uterus. There you have it, a little bit about our herb of the week, raspberry. Now let's get to our gemstone of the week. And gemstones have energy, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you may be able to promote your own energy to help get what you desire or help you heal. And today we're going to talk about moonstone. Now, moonstone is, it's kind of a milky stone, and it's very milky sheen on it. And the energy of the moonstone is very balancing, introspective, reflective, and very lunar. It's very good for Cancers and Libras and Scorpios. It's capable of helping you change structures of your life on a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual level. And the energy relates to new beginnings, allowing you to realize that these new beginnings are in actuality the fruition of each end. So as something ends, something new begins. It's the way of life. It's a stone for hoping and wishing and hoping and thinking. And it allows you to absorb what you need from the universal energies, but it helps you get what you want. It helps you to recognize the ups and downs and to gracefully acknowledge the changing cycles, and it can help you sustain and maintain and understand your destiny that you have chosen. It's a stone for feeling and understanding. That's right. Moonstone is especially using intuition and emotional thoughts rather than intellectual reasoning. It brings flashes of insight, banishing the possibility of neglecting one's profit from what you experience. It stimulates intuitive recognition and helps you to apply the intuitive knowledge in a practical way. It also enhances perception and discernment, which we need. We don't want to judge people, but we can use discernment on what is right for us. So that enables us to make decisions painlessly. And then we can develop further, right? It can be used also to alleviate emotional tension and enhance the positive attributions of creativity and self-expression. Moonstone also cleanses negativity from the chakras, enhancing the feminine aspects of your nature and providing spiritual nourishment and sustenance and a loving compassion to assist you through all changes. Moonstone's really a great stone. I always have one with me. Moonstone sustains and supports while promoting your growth and supplementing your energy. So it provides for really good connection between the physical, emotional, and intellectual bodies. And it helps you advance and diminish the obstacles in your path, so that you can actualize your perfect being and actualize what you want. It assists you in total fulfillment of your destiny. Isn't that great? It also provides for guidance with respect to most of the effective procedural steps that you're going to do to get to your desired end result. Once in a time, Moonstone was called the Traveler Stone, and it was used as for protection against the perils of travel. And moonstone is also a talisman of good fortune. So moonstone is really nice to have. It's said to keep closer that which is dear to one. It also is said to arouse tenderness within yourself and bring happiness to the environment in whatever it resides. I love moonstone. It can be used during radionic analysis. So you hold a sample and place a sample on the person, or when you're using a pendulum, of the stone, and the energy of the stone interferes with the energy of the user and points to the problem involved. So if you're trying to heal yourself and you don't know what it is, maybe using a moonstone on a pendulum type thing, a string, you can figure out what's going on. It is, moonstone also brings calmness with awareness, and there's so much about moonstone I can't even begin to tell you, okay? And healing, it helps to assimilate nutrients. It assists you in an elimination of toxins. It treats disorders of the digestive and elimination systems. Moonstone can be used in the treatment of pulmonary consumption to facilitate and to promote ease in pregnancy and childbirth, to enhance fertility, to help PMS and menopause. It helps eliminate insomnia. As a matter of fact, it's an ancient remedy to eliminate insomnia and to provide remedial action for disorders related to water, for example, swelling, insect stings or bites, allergic reactions to bee stings, even malaria and yellow fever, anything like that. And it also can be used for the treatment of circulatory disorders. The energies of moonstone are accessible when it's worn, carried, or used as an elixir. And an elixir, of course, is where you put the moonstone in distilled water, and or you can boil the water and then put the moonstone in and leave it in for 24 hours. And you can either leave it in the sun if you want very strong male energy, or leave it in the moon, which is very feminine energy. And then what you do is you take the moonstone out, don't drink the moonstone, and then you drink the water, right? And you can also use that elixir to put on your skin and hair, because it's been effective in soothing and stimulating the area. So isn't that great? And there you have it. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free, scrumptious desserts, all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practiced enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit lindamckenzie.net for more information. And call 800-555-5453 to schedule. and tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and guess what? It's time to answer some questions for you. So if you need information on natural health, if you have a life problem or spiritual objective, or you just want a psychic reading to find out what's going to happen next year, feel free to call me right now on our toll-free number, 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. That's 310-371-5444. You can use that number if you're an international caller. Use 01 for the country code. 01-310-371-5444. Well, in the meantime, let's talk about, since Christmas is coming, let's talk about environmentally correct, real or artificial Christmas trees. Now, just a few short decades ago, displaying a Christmas tree in your living room really only yielded one option, a real pine or a fir tree. That all changed when a U.S.-based toilet bowl brush manufacturer, the Addis Brush Company, created an artificial tree from brush bristles. I can't even say it, brush bristles, and I don't even have my dentures in. Brush bristles in the 1930s, and it acted as a prototype for modern artificial trees, of course, which are kind of plastic, which we're not supposed to be having because we're already eating, drinking, smelling, being part plastic. Plastic people. I remember those in the 60s. You plastic people. Anyway, well, in reality, Christmas trees are grown on farms in California, Oregon, Washington, Michigan, North Carolina, Tennessee, and some other states. And they are meant to be cut down. To grow real Christmas trees, they use dirt, water. Sometimes they use pesticide, herbicide, and fungicide. And then you need gasoline to harvest and transport them, as well as the human labor to do all of that. But to manufacture an artificial tree, you need PVC plastic, steel, and aluminum, plus cardboard for the packaging, and the resources to ship the trees from Asia, where most of them are made. The total amount of raw materials needed to manufacture an artificial tree is roughly equivalent to the amount needed to make an upholstered patio chair. And then you have to take it from the ship and the gas and the whatever from China back over here to be distributed by trucks to the stores where you buy it. And according to a 2017 study, now that's a long time ago, of the lifetime environmental impact of both real and artificial trees, on a one-to-one basis, a real tree requires considerably fewer resources to create and get to the customer than an artificial tree. The most conservative estimates suggest it takes 9 years of use for an artificial tree to be a better choice than buying a real tree every year. According to one expert, you should always choose a plant over non-biodegradable plastic. A plant is renewable resource, 100% biodegradable, and easily recycled. Plastic artificial trees are made of non-recyclable, non-degradable plastics and metals. They never decompose, and everyone bought is going to end up in a landfill. Anyway, there you have it. Real trees or artificial trees. And I always thank my trees because I love trees a lot. I mean, when they cut down a tree, I'm very upset for months at a time because, you know, they have spirits and they talk and they have roots and they nurture each other. You know, if some little tree is in the middle of the forest and it's not getting enough nutrients, the other trees, as long as the little tree didn't piss them off, you know, the other trees say, here, honey, here, have some nutrients, you know, have this. And they share and they talk and there's languages. So we have to get away from the thought that nothing is, you know, like humans, right? We're all sentient beings. A fly feels. The lobster, when you put it in the pot, feels pain, all that kind of thing. So you have to understand that we're all sentient beings, and even though from the beginning of time we are meant to be carnivores, a lot of us cannot be vegetarians. There's different kinds of people that need different kinds of foods. And But the thing is that you respect and thank them for what they're doing for you, because we're all recyclable, right? We're all using this. We're all, you know, going to be dead and back in the soil, and hopefully, you know, except Walt Disney, he's kind of frozen. But anyway, we've got a reading here, and it's Zuli from Las Vegas. Hi, Zuli. How can I help you?
Hi, my dear. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, I guess I have a question. I guess as a person from the past, I guess I care very much about. Finally, that person is coming to town to see me. And I guess I'm very confused, and I guess I need some advice.
Okay. Well, number one, I think that you need to go see him. You need to go see them, because you will know when you see them exactly what's going on, okay? And they're to not face it will just leave questions. So what I'm feeling is that you're going to see them, and that you'll be able to make a decision that's very helpful for you, and it may very well be that you will come to a decision, a final decision on what's going on, and either move forward, which I feel that that's what you're going to do, and release that, but there is still a slim chance that things may not just dissipate 100%, but I think that you will get what you need when you actually see the person, okay, and that you will understand what you need to do at that time. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right, then.
I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye, Zuli. Again, if you'd like a reading, give me a call at 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. I really like talking to you. I can, hearing myself talk, I know that you're listening, but, you know, I'd rather help you too. You know, that's part of my, reason why I do this program, is so that I'm there to help you. And I guess I can help you if I'm giving you information that can help your life. So, you know, but sometimes I just like to talk to you. All right. Again, if you'd like a reading, 1-800-555-5453, 310-371-5444. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about crystals and chakras. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind Body Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world, or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
You can't imagine the whole crazy world, but right now, you can get some great help to manage your own. If you're searching out a new perspective on what matters to you most, with solid information, strong opinion, and lifelong practice, enhanced insight, Linda McKenzie is the professional God-based psychic you want in your team. Join the list of thousands who have already benefited from Linda's psychic counsel over the years for both short and long-term guidance in personal and professional concerns. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net for more information and call 800-555-5453 to schedule. And tune in to the Linda McKenzie Show each week on HealthyLife.net.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Linda is trying to change the world to a more positive place. If you want to learn more about Linda McKenzie and the wonderful work she is doing, visit LindaMcKenzie.net. At LindaMcKenzie.net, you'll find a lot of information on balancing your mind, body, and spirit. There are free psychic predictions, plus you can find out Linda's appearance schedule and see what radio and TV shows she will be on. Learn what classes she's teaching or how to get a psychic reading, book a hypnotherapy session, and even get access to her products all through her website. LindaMcKenzie.net. Visit LindaMcKenzie.net. That's Linda, MacKenzie.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. I know in the beginning of the program we were talking about chakras and healing, and I wanted to give you some crystals that will work on the different chakras that you can put on the chakras and, you know, help you heal. So, and what they actually work for, okay? So the base chakra is at the root of the spine, and it's the center of your physical energy, your grounding, and your self-preservation. It helps the kidneys and the spinal column if you're using this for a healing. And the stones that you would use is, like, red would be ideas or passion for life or for energy, extra energy. Black is if you want it to be grounding and stabilizing. So the red stones that you would use is ruby or red jasper. And for black stones, you'd use black onyx and hematite. Now, the second one is the sacral or navel chakra, and this is the center of desire and emotion, creativity, spirituality, intention. It's actually the pathway to health. So it is the digestive system, the reproductive organs, sexual activity. And the color here is orange, and it's for wisdom and creativity and benevolence, and also blue-green for divine healing. So the colors for wisdom, creativity, and benevolence would be carnelian, would be a great stone, or that you put on the navel chakra. And for the blue-green for divine healing, you can use chrysocolla, hematite, or lapis. And that's great things. The next one is solar plexus, which is the third chakra. This is the center of your personal power, your ambition, your intellect, your desire, your intellectual emotion, and your touch. And it's the whole physical form, right? It's the center of protection from negative energy. And the stone here is yellow, and it's meditative, analytical thought, intellectual activity. And the stones you can use here are citrine, tiger's eye, and smoky quartz. The next one is the heart chakra. That's where compassion, love comes from, group consciousness, spirituality. And the physical centers of the heart chakra, which it affects, is the heart, the thymus gland, the circulatory, the blood, the cellular structure, and involuntary muscles. And you use pink if you want strength, compassion, empathy, unconditional love, and green for healing, joyful anticipation, fulfillment, soothing, and ecstasy. Now, for pink, you can use rose quartz on the heart chakra. And for, healing, you can use aventurine or malachite. The next one is the fifth chakra, and that's the center of the throat, right? That's the throat, fifth chakra. And that's for sound, communication, speech, writing, expression via thought. And the physical aspect of the throat chakra is the thyroid, the throat, the jaw, the alimentary canal, the lungs, the vocal cords, and the breath. Something for me because I'm in radio, right? So I have to take care of these all the time. And what color you can use is blue, divine knowledge and oneness. And the stones that you can use are lapis lazuli, sodalite, sapphire, and fluorite. Then we come to the sixth chakra, which is the third eye. This is the center of your psychic power, the energies of the spirit, the higher intuition, your magnetic forces, and your light. And physical attributes is here that it connects with is the cerebellum, the nose, the central nervous system, the pituitary gland, and the left eye. And the colors here are indigo, right? It's attunement and the search for spiritual purpose. And the stones you can use here on the third eye is iolite, quartz, and tiger's eye. Tiger's eye, if you put there, will actually increase your intuition and your psychic ability. So, and just make sure you're using protection before and after, too. And then crown chakra is the seventh chakra, and that's the center for enlightenment, dynamic thought, energy, truth. Physically, that is touching the cerebrum, the pineal gland, and the right eye. And the colors here are violet for enlightenment, the meaning of life, spirituality, existence, or gold and white, that's perfection in body, mind, emotions, and spirituality. So for violet, you can use amethyst or even rose quartz. And for the gold white, you can use clear quartz. And that will help on that. So if you have healing problems, chakras, all these are in my book, Symbols of You, which has 45 different kinds of wisdom ancient wisdom topics for you to figure out just different kinds of symbols that help you and use that correctly. And that's great for Christmas gifts, and also, you know, January is the time where everybody wants to use the weight loss. I just read today that the doctors were really happy about these, weight loss drugs. They're so happy. Well, then not only are they making $1,000 a clip, and some of them want you to do it once or twice a month, right? But they're also now, because it's been out there for about a year and a half now, people are losing so much weight and getting thyroid cancer and all sorts of things, and, you know, blockages in their colon and whatever. But now the doctors are being told that they want to have a lot of skin surgeries because the skin is, you know, they're going to take they have excess skin that's sagging all over the place. The problem with that is that when you stop the drugs, right, and you're going to have to stop the drugs sometime, the weight comes back in 3 months, right? So where's that skin going to go? What are you going to do? That's going to be an ouch. That's an ouchie. So once they get you on those drugs, they don't want you off. Now, the nice thing is that there are natural methods to do the same thing as this without the side effects of the thyroid cancer and the, blockages in the colon. And peristalsis, it means that you no longer can digest your food. Your stomach doesn't do the action to churn it up anymore. Can you imagine? Paralysis of the stomach. And you want to do this? I don't know why. But the natural method would be berberine. Okay, berberine is a natural supplement that there's a, what the weight loss drug does is it targets this gut microbe called Akkermansia. And Akkermansia is actually attaches to the brain and wants to not make, it fulfills you. It doesn't, it stops the hunger and it just kind of changes your whole thing. So what berberine does, it also activates Akkermansia, but guess what? No side effects. Okay. So, and you want to take a probiotic and maybe a digestive aid. All those things will help you lose weight. And of course, not eating McDonald's, that helps a lot too. Come on. No false foods, no processed foods, no sodas, none of that stuff. It's too sweet. You can get flavored salsa water with no sugar. Sugar is your biggest culprit. When you have cancer, the first thing they do is cut out sugar. Or they should. They don't do it in Western medicine, but in natural methods they do, because cancer feeds on sugar. If they don't get it, they can't grow, right? So there you have it, a little bit on that. So chakras are important. Those are the electrical energies of the inner body. We have on the outside of us, just as we have seven basic chakras, we have seven auric bodies, which is around us. And that's the electromagnetic current around us, and that it supports our emotions and our intuition as well. So electrical energy with the chakras inside, or is magnetic energy on the outside. And there you have it. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Stop, and don't use those costly weight loss drugs that don't work and cause nasty side effects anyway. Choose a total, natural approach to weight loss, using your mind to change your body. That's the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book, a unique program that helps you lose the weight and keep it off, using the power of your mind to transform your body. Available as a paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Buy it now and lose the weight without diets or drugs. It's everything you need, so whether it's 5 pounds or 100, get the Total Mind, Body, Spirit Weight Loss Book today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and wherever fine books are sold.
Discovering your ancient wisdom symbols is like having a guidebook to tap into the invisible world around you. Whether we know it or not, we use symbols every day, even when we dream. My name is Linda McKenzie, and I'm the author of Symbols of You. This one-of-a-kind book helps you discover your symbols in 42 ancient wisdom topics, from acupressure to Western elements. It gives you insight into yourself, your family, friends, and more. All my life, whether it's been on HealthyLife.net radio, in documentaries, TV, or giving talks and classes, I've always pushed for knowledge of the positive aspects of life. And that's why I wrote this book. With the exercises and charts, you now have the tools to have fun exploring your symbols. This not only helps you in self-discovery, but you can increase your mindfulness, intuition, and even give you insight into life's challenges. This book lets you tap into thousands of timeless facts so you can use it as a reference book over and over again throughout your lifetime. Symbols of You, a self-discovery reference guide by Linda McKenzie, is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and fine bookstores everywhere.
Every month, a select few get to attend Linda McKenzie's Hip Psy Chick Soiree, where you get a great talk on the energy of metaphysics, a timely meditation, a one-question psychic reading, and a handmade prepared gourmet meal, including gluten-free scrumptious desserts all made with love and organic ingredients. But seating is limited, so to get your seat at the next Hip Psy Chick Soiree table, visit lindamckenzie.net and click on Events for more details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. Well, the party's over, at least for this week. We'll be back next week, and then I take a couple of weeks off because I can. So there we have it. If you'd like to drop me a line, you can send an email to linda@lindamckenzie.net. Visit my website. Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Please get my books, Symbols of You and Total Mind, Body, Spirit, Weight Loss. If you want a reading, go to my website and it'll tell you how to do that. And it'll also have my appearance schedules. I'll be doing a lot more in the coming year. So thank you for listening. This is Linda McKenzie, wishing you a week of purification, flexibility, and synthesis. Bye.